You're listening to a live concert from the 2013 Newport Jazz Festival, brought to you by WBGO, WGBH, and NPR Music. For more coverage from Newport, visit npr.org/NewportJazz.
Yeah, Newport! Hello! Wow! Thank you! Wonderful! Great to be here! We love this place. Just so you know, that's Matt Perrine playing the sousaphone over there. Matt Perrine. This is Lou Soloff on the trumpet, standing next to me, Lou Soloff. On the drums, we have Eric McPherson. Eric McPherson on the drums. We're gonna play a tune. We're gonna play a suite called the Sweet Chicago Suite, which was commissioned by Chamber Music America, a wonderful arts supporting institution here, deserving of your support, I might add. And it's a kind of a musical memoir about growing up in Chicago in the 60s. I'm an old guy. And so it has a bunch of these different tunes. And the first one is called Chicago Grays. It's called Chicago Grays because of the gray painted wooden back staircases to virtually every apartment building in Chicago, especially on the south side where I grew up. So, but of course it's also a little bit of a play on words because Chicago is famous for its blues.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That's the Chicago Grays. And now we go to high school. High school, where the hormones all start popping and everybody's so uptight and conflicted and trying and enjoying high school.
Thank you.
Next part of this suite is called Magnificent Mystifio, and it's dedicated to the AACM, the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, that was formed in Chicago in 1965, and at the end of the time I was living there growing up, I heard a bunch of these concerts, and they completely blew my mind. I had no idea that such worlds even existed. So, to the enduring inspiration of the AACM and all my immediate fathers in the... Yeah, really, one time, AACM. All those cats.
Thank you.
Thank you. This next one is called Going to Maxwell Street / Get to It. So Maxwell Street is a very famous, long-lasting open-air market downtown in Chicago in what was then a very seedy kind of a wino district, actually. It was very, very poor. But on Sunday mornings, it turned into this unbelievable flea market, where you could buy virtually anything you can dream of, and dream we did. I mean, a wine press, you know, various far-out knives and illicit things like that. People cooking ribs and coochie Fritos, and people playing music, all their blues bands there, and that's where we got our records. We went down there and would look for Cadillac Joe, who would have a whole bunch of secondhand jazz records in the back of his Cadillac. And you could get these for 50 cents or dollars, something we could afford. So a great deal of my education actually is due to Cadillac Joe and Maxwell Street. So this is a little bit about that experience. Thank you.
Thank you.
On the drum. It's the last tune of the suite. It's called Someday, and it remembers going to the giant meetings that the Reverend Jesse Jackson had out on the South Side in a big church, the People United to Save Humanity, his organization, PUSH, PUSH, it was called. And they said, I am somebody. It was important. I am somebody. So someday, you know, someday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Matt Perrine on the sousaphone. Lou Soloff on the trumpet. Eric McPherson on the drum. I'm Ray Anderson. Thank you very much. I think that was probably about it. Maybe we got time. Shall we play one more? Okay, we're going to take it out with the Stingray Rag. The Stingray Rag. This is all on a CD, you know. So if you like CDs, you can meet me over there at the artist tent and we'll sign them and whatever.
Thank you.
Thank you.